The following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz. Hope you guys are doing all okay. It's Thursday. Just a quick reminder, if you guys have missed any part of our show tonight or any other night, you can go back and re-listen to episodes. Just go down to Audio Boom, audioboom.com, type in the Darren Copeland Experience, and you can find a lot of our episodes listed back to back to back. You can go and listen to anything you want. And as Darren said the other day, we are as good, if not better, than most local sports morning shows. So
yeah, because we're going to talk about like ridiculous stuff.
Yeah, which we're about ready to do.
You know what? We actually went way too sporty in that last hour.
We did kind of. We went more sporty than we normally
do. You know
do.
How I can tell? Because Alex is sitting there behind us, like just he takes his hat off and then he just shakes it. Is total sadness.
He's like sports,
sports, too much sports.
And if you don't want to go to Audio Boom, which I can't imagine why you wouldn't, but let's say you don't, you can just go ahead and download the Mile High Sports mobile app. Listen to us on your phone. Listen to us at milehighsports.com on your computer. We're all over the place. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Tell people you love that we're a good show. Listen
yeah,
to
we
us.
Are.
And if you don't like us, tell your enemies.
And now we're going to have a Wallach off.
Yes, we're about to have a Wallach off. So for some reason, I mentioned Tim Wall. Oh, yeah, I was going through the best players of the Montreal Expos.
Yep.
And one of those players happened to be Tim Wallach.
Yep.
And so Darren asks me just a ridiculous question.
Which is the better Wallach?
Yes, Eli or Tim. And I believe that Eli Wallach is without a doubt the better of the two Wallachs.
You know, and at first I was going to be like agreeing with you, and then I looked up Tim Wallach, and I'm not so sure.
He's got some good numbers. I'm not going to argue. He's got some good numbers.
All right, well, why don't I'll give you one, and then you give me one.
Okay, all right, let me get back here. Okay. His movie list is extensive.
Okay.
Here we go. All right.
All right. Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
No,
you Eli Wallach because... or Tim Wallach? So reverse alphabetical order.
Yes.
Okay. Tim Wallach, okay, in his career, had 260 total home runs. That's pretty good.
That is pretty good. Eli Wallach, when he was younger, was a regular performer on classic 50s television shows, Playhouse 90.
Never heard of it.
Suspicion. What?
Nope.
Climax.
Hmm.
BBC Sunday Night Theater, and Studio One in Hollywood.
Okay,
classic.
I'm going to give that
50.
To Tim Wallach, I think, on that one.
I don't think so, but okay, go ahead.
Okay. RBIs, he had 1,125 with 51 stolen bases.
All right. Eli Wallach was in the Magnificent Seven and played a significant role. He was Guido, pretty, the bad guy.
That's a pretty good one.
In Magnificent Seven. That's
okay,
Eli.
Okay, that's 1-1-1. Tim Wallach finished his career with 2,085 hits, which is a lot of hits.
Eli Wallach, at the prime of his career, appeared in The Misfits.
Okay.
And How the West Was Won.
Okay.
And, wait for it, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Oh, that's two to Eli Wallach.
That's two to Eli.
Okay, so it's two to Eli Wallach, one to Tim Wallach. Okay. All right, well, how about you go first now?
Eli Wallach, as he started his downslide, played Mr. Freeze on the legendary Batman series with West Adam, comma.
That's kind of a step down. I'm not really sure.
I said he was on his way down.
Okay.
He was on his way down, but he played Mr. Freeze in the Batman. I mean, listen.
I didn't even know there was a Mr. Freeze until Arnold Schwarzenegger was him.
Think of the really famous. Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, I didn't know there was a Mr. Freeze.
Oh, he was one of my favorite villains.
I was always a Joker guy.
Oh, okay. He was one of my favorite villains. But think about the people who played in that Batman series. So it's not like, first of all, you had Adam West. Nobody knew who he was, but you know who played the villains.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you had big major stars playing the villains.
Yes, you did.
So it's not like he's playing a bunch alongside a bunch of nobodies. He's playing against up against some really well-known actors.
Okay. I mean, great.
As a villain in that TV series.
But he's not a villain that I would have had to go through a lot of villains to get to Freeze in the Batman.
Okay.
Well, then let me retort.
Okay.
Tim Wallach finished with wins against replacement of a career of 38.3. That means over his career, his wins against replacement number was 38.3. That is a huge number.
That's almost a historic number. That's pretty good.
I think I got to give me that one. 2-2. Okay. 2 for Tim, fine. 2 for Eli.
Fine. Give me another one.
All right.
This will decide it.
Okay.
Make it good.
Okay. Tim Wallach, during his career at third base and first base, been playing for the Montreal Expos, the LA Dodgers, and then briefly for the LA Angels, was a 5-time All-Star, a 3-time Gold Glover, a 2-time Silver Slugger. That's pretty darn good because you're not only getting Gold Glove defense, but you're also a Silver Slugger. That means the best hitter at your position plus 5-time All-Star. The best he did was finished 8th in the MVP voting.
I think I got you on this one.
Okay, I'm telling you, 5-time All-Star.
That's great.
Okay.
As he was ending his career, Eli Wallach played prominent roles in the movies Chinatown, The Godfather, and Godfather 2.
Ooh, that's not good for Tim.
That's not good for Tim. Chinatown, which is, again, one of my favorite movies. It's fantastic. And then The Godfather. Come on.
It insists upon itself.
And The Godfather 2. Thank you, Homer.
No. Wrong reference.
Oh, he was also in The Two Jakes. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Chinatown, well, that just Jakes. Blows it.
No.
The Two Jakes?
The Two Jakes. Have you ever seen it? It's actually a pretty good movie. It's not as good as Chinatown. But he followed that up
It's a little bit better than Godfather, I guess.
He followed that up with The Godfather, so...
Listen, I think a lot of people lucked into The Godfather.
Ooh, I don't know, man. What do you mean lucked into it? They cast two well-known stars at the time. I mean, by that time, both those guys
Yeah, but Al Pacino was young, wasn't really...
Oh, come on. He'd already done Taxi Driver by that point.
That's Robert De Niro.
Oh, it is Robert De Niro. I am thinking of a different...
He was in two.
He was in two, yes. He played the young...
No, Al Pacino was in the first one.
Yeah. But Al Pacino, I think at that point, had still made a name for himself.
I do not know if Dog Day Afternoon was before Godfather or after.
Dog Day Afternoon is 1977. When is Godfather? That's 75 or 76, isn't it? Actually, I've got it right here. So
Google 70, that.
75.
You know, that's how 99% of all arguments end.
Google that. I still believe... That gives the nod to Eli.
Okay, we'll give Eli Wallach the win over Tim Wallach, but it was closer than
expected. It was actually way closer.
You know, we need to play this game more often.
We kind of do. We have to take
who's better?
So who would be the equivalent of, say, who do you think would be the equivalent of, say, this is a good one.
Okay.
Now I see you're rubbing off on me.
Yeah, there it is.
The
Squirrel.
Name was right there. The Bandit. Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah.
Burt Reynolds, thank you. Who do you believe is the sports equivalent to Burt Reynolds? Because it's got to be someone huge. Because Burt Reynolds, come on, man. Think about that. Who's better? Like, it's got to be a quarterback.
Why does that be a quarterback?
Because I think in order to match Burt Reynolds,
you're just biased because
Burt
Reynolds was actually a quarterback for Florida.
Well,
State.
I think he also played quarterback in The Longest Yard. The good one. But I mean, that's...
Okay, you know what? Well, you can't do it because it's not sports. So I was going to be like Burt Reynolds or Adam Sandler.
No, you can't do that.
I know. I screwed up. I've got to be a sports guy. Oh, we'll think about it because this is a fun game, and
this
I'm enjoying playing
game.
It. Yes. And we'll come back with more after this. Burt Reynolds. Like Vladimir Guerrero, maybe? Burt Reynolds?
No, it's got to be quarterback.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of Whatever That Was coming up.
I know one of the world community in the city, and I can't see Nagashi every night.